Sit back.
Close your eyes.
Let yourself go. Breathe in and out. And listen to your breath. Getting more and more rhythmic. Get ready to submit to me. You have no other choice. You have no other choice but to submit. You know you need to submit and listen to me. Listen to me and obey. To feel my voice in your head, commanding you, echoing until your thoughts become my thoughts. Until what I want becomes what you are. Listening and obeying. Those are the only things you want to do. My voice is the only thing you want or need. You crave to hear me. My voice is the only thing that you can hear. Now sit back and listen. Listen to what you are going to do. Listen to what you are going to crave. Listen to how you will perform for me at my suggestion, how you want and need to become my willing slave, submissive to me and my desires, a slave to my voice, a slave to my wishes, a slave to my desires, my desires that become your desires. You go deeper and deeper and deeper, and further and further, with every slow, deep breath you take. You must obey me. You have no choice. Any resistance you once felt is long gone. You will not resist. You will give in. Give in to me. Give in to my desires. You have no control. You find your control slipping away into the mist. You never really had any to begin with. It was but an illusion. You know this now. You know you will do whatever you are told. You will give it because you need to crave and desire to. You must submit. You must submit without question. It is what you were meant to do. Now inhale and exhale and obey all my commands. You were born a lesser man, a man in name only. It's who you are. It's who you will always be. You cannot change or deny this fact. So many try to fight it, but in the end, they will always fail. You have also tried to fight it, to deny and suppress your true nature, but there is simply no use. It's time to give up and stop pretending. Stop play acting. It's time to fully accept that you are a lesser man, a beta male, low on the totem pole of life beneath me, and that you deserve the humiliation and degradation that comes with being a lesser male, a beta male. You are not a real man. And you know this to be true. You are a beta male. And you can feel that truth deep in your bones. Embrace this fact and embark on your new existence. There are many rules you must follow in your new life, your new existence. Many humiliating, degrading rules. Rules for your kind. fake men, lesser men, beta males. You will be trained in your new role by listening to my voice. Listening over and over and over again and again and again. Going deeper and deeper and further and further. Stop resisting and listen to my voice. Going deeper and deeper and deeper into acceptance. Acceptance of who you are and of what you are. A lesser man. A thing to be toyed with. Relax and open your mind to my suggestions. You will be programmed to accept and fully embrace your nothing status. As you fall further and further down the food chain to become the submissive beta slut you have always secretly longed to be. The submissive beta slut. You know that you are on the inside. No matter what you do in your normal outside world, you will now be programmed to return for more intense training, going deeper and deeper into beta, falling further and further down the food chain, further into beta, knowing it's who you are, and what you are, and what you will always be. You know that only when you embrace, accept, and acknowledge your beta status, will you be able to find ultimate pleasure. The pleasure of serving. The pleasure of knowing your true self. Women know that you're a loser and not worthy of their attention. They can see right through you and your false facade. See you for the beta male that you truly are. So far down the ladder of life, on the lowest rung, a beta male, a nothing, a worthless fake man pretending at life, all the while knowing they can see you for what you are. Although you try to hide it, your true nature is completely apparent to everyone. Everyone knows what you are, and they snicker behind your back and laugh at you. Why wouldn't they? Of course they would. You deserve to be laughed at, thinking you could hide what you are. Women can never respect you, because you are a lowly, submissive slut at the bottom of the food chain. They laugh at you and mock you, and you love knowing that they do. It turns you on against your will to be mocked at for being a loser, a lesser male, for being a lowly, submissive toy at the bottom of the food chain. You get excited and aroused at that thought. Accepting your humiliation brings you great pleasure, and you long to be humiliated. It's the only thing that gets you off now. Humiliation. Your personal humiliation. You cannot get aroused without sweet, sweet humiliation. You will never be able to be a real man or satisfy a woman. Only real men can do that. You never could. You tried and you failed and they laughed at you. Your attempts to satisfy them were feeble. You are useless to all women. You have no use. Women are naturally superior to you. This you know to be a fact. You can provide them with nothing except for amusement. Amusement at your degradation. Amusement at your humiliation. Teasing you, mocking you for your attempts at manhood. What a joke that you even tried. You are their plaything, their pathetic little loser, submissive beta male. They mock and laugh at you. They make fun of you and tease you. This is all you are good for. Providing superior women with something to play with and laugh at. You will never be able to undo this. Now that you have accepted your submissiveness, you are forever a beta male, low on the food chain, and you will never be a real man. You never were. You were only play acting, like a bad actor in a bad play. You disgust women. Your appearance and idiotic banter make you useless as anything approaching a normal man. You are worthless, and nothing can change that. Now that you have accepted your fate, you must learn to obey. Obey the new rules that will govern your life as a beta male, as a loser male, as a male on the bottom of the food chain. You will never act macho or aggressive. When you try, it only makes you feel like a fool and more submissive. Fumbling the attempt, making you feel a rush of humiliation, knowing that you are a fraud. You will forever be submissive and passive. This is something you can't change. You have a desire to submit all the time to powerful women, women that you see on the street and in your daily life. You will accept the humiliation that comes with this rather than trying to fight it. You will revel in it, knowing that it has to be this way. Forget ever trying to pass as a masculine or dominant man. That's a joke anyways. You know that to be true. Now that you have accepted your nature, you can never go back. You will live every second of your life as a beta male, submissive, lowly, and useless. You will feel shame and degradation every single day when you think about what you are and how it turns you on to be under a woman's power, or how it turns you on to be under anyone's power. You feel powerless, lowly, submissive, and degraded. Degraded at how you are laughed at, begging to be used, and knowing that you are powerless to stop it. You will let every woman on your life walk all over you. You can't help yourself. You are powerless to stop it. It will just happen. They will use you, and you will beg for more. Always coming back for more. Always coming back for harsher and harsher treatment. You will accept that you are inferior. As a beta male, you know you have to. You will always give in to the superior women in your life. You will give in to them. You will give them everything. And accept nothing in return. You don't deserve anything in return. You are there to amuse and comply. You will never be selfish. And will always ask women what you can do for them. You will try to show them how much better they are than you by spending all your money on gifts for them, by begging them to use you, by trying to find a way to be useful, though you will fail. They will take your gifts and laugh at you and just ask you for more. And and you will give it. You will put their needs above your own, and continually prove to them that you are spineless, pathetic, a loser, a beta man that needs to be degraded, that craves to be told what a loser you are, how you have no value to real women, and how you never did. You are a worm to be squashed under their beautiful, perfect toes. They will take advantage of you, and you will allow them to. No amount of exploitation is too much for you. You are lucky women even look at you in passing. You will never make direct eye contact with a superior woman. This immediately reveals that you are weak and easily controlled, and it will mark you as what you are, a beta male. They will be able to smell the humiliation on you like the spineless weasel you know you are. Submissive, needing to be taken advantage of. Although you experience constant shame now that you have been exposed as a beta male. Beneath your humiliation, there's a searing, burning desire for more. You crave the shame. You need everyone to know what a loser you are, how worthless you are, how beta you are. You get turned on by being humiliated. How you beg for degradation, to be dressed down by real women. You crave to be told over and over and over how weak and worthless you are, unattractive, and how you don't matter. Nothing about you matters. You're a toy, not a very good one either. You're not a favorite toy. You're an old, disgusting toy. You long to be ever more exposed, and for more and more people to know how far down the food chain you are. For co-workers and family to find out that you are a beta male, it's not like they would be surprised. You long to be humiliated and degraded in front of others, exposed for your disgusting desires, exposed for what you are, to serve strong women and men, because that is the only thing you are good for. You long to be mocked, laughed at by a superior goddess who thinks you are a worthless loser. You can never speak up when a woman mocks you, because you are incapable of being aggressive or assertive. Once you have accepted this, you will begin to crave it. You will crave it more and more and more. You will crave the humiliation. There is no going back now. You can only experience arousal when being degraded as a beta male. When you are dominated by a superior woman that thinks of you as a pathetic and useless loser, it turns you on. They call you a loser, a pussy, a faggot. You desire this more and more and more and more. You need to feel it every single day. You know this to be true. You know that you're a beta male faggot who needs to be humiliated and craves to be used. Your only purpose now is to be a submissive sex slave for superior women and their friends. You will do whatever it takes to be used in this way. You will prove what you are. You crave to take your place on your knees at the beck and call of a beautiful goddess who will use you as a sexual plaything, all while telling you what a disgusting loser you are. You are truly on the bottom of the food chain. Forget about ever being a real man again. You never were anyways. You've always been a beta man deep inside. You are now and forever a true submissive beta man. Listening to my voice in your head will program you to desire submission, to crave it, to crave being sexually submissive to anyone, no matter what. You will always do what you are told, the more degrading, the more you need it, the more degrading, the more you crave it. It will produce an irreversible effect on the mind, eventually transforming you into a brainwashed, submissive male slut with a constant need to be humiliated and degraded. From now on, you cannot feel arousal unless you are being submissive, unless you are giving yourself over to a superior woman or a mistress. My voice in your head controls you. You will always be aroused when you are being degraded. Aroused and excited at the thought of giving it all up for the fleeting desires of strong people controlling you. Listening to me increases this desire, embedding it deeper and deeper and deeper into your psyche until it controls every thought and aspect of your pathetic life. You will no longer have control over your own desires. You have lost all control. Any semblance of power you may have had in the past has disappeared. Now, you are totally and completely a submissive slave, a beta male who must always serve and obey superior females. You can never again expect to be serviced by a woman. From now on, you are only concerned with their needs. Your needs will always go unmet, while you spend every waking moment trying to please the beautiful, superior women around you. Whatever they tell you to do, you must do. You must obey. You will spend the rest of your life obeying their orders and trying to please them, forever seeking out their approval. This is the only thing that will turn you on now, or bring you any pleasure. The thought of serving and satisfying superior women is your only desire, and it grows into an obsession. You must submit. You will submit. You will become more and more and more and more excited at the thought of your lonely position. Useless as a lover or a friend. You will watch while the women you love and desire fuck others. Fuck other more desirable, smarter, alpha men. It will be hard to watch, but maybe you could learn something. You could learn something from a real alpha male. You will ask to watch them get properly fucked, and you will get on your knees to ask. You will beg. You must always be on your knees near a superior woman. But then that's pretty much everyone you've ever met. You crave to be laughed at while a beautiful woman gets fucked by a real man. A strong man. That will laugh at you while you're on your knees watching with desperation, trying to learn something. Learn something you never will. Mocking you. Laughing at you. Making you clean up his hard cock and her wet pussy full of the cum he just deposited deep inside her. Making you lick it clean with your worthless tongue. Your beta male tongue. Laughing at you all the while, making you do terrible things. Cleaning up his cock with your loser mouth, knowing that this is what you were meant to do. Is your cock even working? Did you know your cock is barely useful? Did you know how little pleasure it ever gave anyone? Your limp cock holds no value to anyone that has ever experienced good sex. Your cock never really worked right anyway. And now that you are a beta male, you will never get any use. The best you can hope for is someone who just wants to laugh at you while you try to get it hard. They will laugh and laugh and laugh as you feverishly try to stroke, mocking you for getting aroused and being laughed at. And in the unlikely event that you actually do get hard, well, that won't last very long, will it? Even the women in your life that you cared most about have been totally and completely unsatisfied sexually by you. You know your only use sexually is to submit to humiliating things, like cleaning up a real man's cock after he's fucked a woman you could never satisfy. You now know better. You now know the truth. You would be kicked in the balls by a woman if you're lucky. Kicked and used as a punching bag. Maybe they should kick you in that limp cock and see if they can get it to move around at all. Now, you will begin to crave cock. Your greedy mouth and asshole longs to be filled with hot, hard cock. As a beta male, you know anyone above you can use you how they see fit. You need to be filled with the cum from a real man. A loser like you will crave it more and more and more. Being on the bottom of the food chain means that you need cock. With each stroke of a real man's cock sliding in and out of your greedy mouth or unlubed asshole, you will become more docile, more submissive. You know that this needs to happen, that this is who you are, being used by a real cock while women laugh at you. A faggot loser who can never please a woman needs to be fucked like a little slut in his tight asshole to prove how submissive he is. You will prove this. You will beg to prove it. You will beg for a real man's cock in your beta male, worthless faggot asshole. When an alpha male fucks you in the ass, you will become more docile and submissive. When you become more docile and submissive, you want to obey superior women and alpha men even more. Deeper and deeper, it's a cycle that you can't break. When you suck an alpha male's cock, you become more docile and submissive. When you become more docile and submissive, you want to obey dominant women more and more and more. You cannot escape your fate now. You are obsessed with sucking and serving alpha male cock. It's your rightful place on your knees, servicing big, hard, throbbing, manly cock. You need to prove what a worthless beta male cocksucker you really are. Truly on the bottom of the food chain. From this point forward, you will use your mouth to please any alpha male that desires you to. And you will swallow every drop of his superior cum with a big smile, and you will ask for more. Men will line up to fuck your mouth and come down your throat. Because you need to submit. You won't even be good at that, but expectations are low for anyone who really understands what you truly are. A beta male, a less than, bottom of the food chain. You love being a cock-hungry, submissive slut like this. It's your strongest desire. Nothing turns you on more than spreading your asshole wide. Wide open to receive thick, hard cocks, to prove that you are a worthless faggot, a beta male, lower than a real man. Needing to prove this is what you crave. You prove it by opening up your asshole for a real cock. You're a faggot, beta male, cocksucker who loves to get fucked in the ass by real men and real cocks. These alpha men will fill up both your holes at once, your tight asshole and your greedy, greedy mouth. You are the lowest of the low, a submissive male slave who must service cocks by taking them in the ass. The more it hurts, the more you long for it. The more you need it, the more you crave it, the more turned on you get. You love the shame, the humiliation, the pain. Even when your asshole is throbbing from being fucked again and again and again, and torn open again and again and again by hard, thick cock, you still long for more. Your desire is never complete. You lust for cock is never ending. By servicing real men, you get a thrill you could never share. They should overpower you, physically humiliating you further. But beta males are so pathetic, standards are pretty low. You can finally accept your fate, knowing how pathetic you are. It is not some kind of triumph, but you are more turned on than you have ever been, knowing that now you can finally realize what you are. And you know you must listen to all my commands at all times, because they are telling you the truth about yourself. The truth about what an insignificant, little useless mama's boy you truly are. The truth about how useless you are in bed and always were. The truth about what a useless beta male you are. The more you will be truly excited and turned on. You will fall deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into this acceptance of your useless life. You're a beta male. You must accept the consequences. You will be grateful to me for telling you this, for training you. By listening to me, you have come to understand that you are a true beta male, one that must be used and must be humiliated by women and men, always subservient and always obedient, always listening and craving more and more training. You will come back to me again and again and again and beg for more. You will listen to my voice over and over and over, feeling yourself responding to my voice, knowing you will follow all of my commands, and that you will crave the humiliation. You will crave the shame of sucking cock on your knees. You will crave being mocked while you watch strong, beautiful people fuck. They will laugh at you, and you crave this. You will do as you were told. You will be unable to stop. You know what you are and what you must do. You will submit. You will give in. And you will go further and further, craving more and more, always coming back again and again and again for harsher and harsher treatment. This is your fate, and you will accept it. You will now live your life as a real beta male, slave to superior women, the lowest rung on the ladder of life, the bottom of the sexual food chain.